Have you and Esther traveled together, either, like recently or maybe some years ago?
Some years ago, we did a girls' trip and we traveled to Rome, which is her like
Ooh.
home country, home city. And we were there for Christmas, so we met everyone that we could meet, and it was amazing.
Cool. And do you think that like what cultures or languages or nationalities wouldn't you have been exposed to if it wasn't for HALT?
Well, I come from an international experience myself because I studied in an international school here in Israel. So all cultures, all languages, but at Holt, because it's very European, like back in my school, there was a lot of like Asia, India. So like that is, I've experienced that already, but at Holt, there's more like German, Austrian, Swiss, something that wasn't dominant back in my school. So experiencing those cultures because I didn't experience them firsthand back there.
Back then. And I know your classes are remote now currently, right? So have you been anywhere that helped like has helped you like tick off your bucket list yet, or
In what
not?
sense?
Like travel wise, I would say. Maybe I guess I think you'll probably only experience this like once you start taking your the chosen classes. Maybe like you might go to San Francisco or somewhere to take like an elective or something.
I mean, it's just my second semester starting, so I don't have a lot of experience, especially since I'm limitless. But San Francisco is a city I'm absolutely in love with. And if I can study there and also be there, it would be great. But I think I enjoy London a lot. There's a lot of people I know back there, and it would just be a bucket list to just live there.
Oh yeah, London is great. You'll definitely enjoy it. So I also would love to go to San Francisco though, like just even if it's for a short holiday, like
I love San Francisco. I fell in love with that place a long time ago, and I always want to come back.
Oh man, yeah, I'd really love to go.